Now, I must admit, not being myself an analyst, or I shouldn't say that, not having Alice Miller's magnificent awareness and sensitivity and consciousness, I don't fully grasp how we would do that. Because she's pretty definitive there, isn't she? I mean, she's unequivocal. She says, only these fantasies can lead one back to genuine, and these are fantasies of revenge. And we interpret everything through the lens of our own experience. And so I read that and I'm like trying to like, did I have fantasies of revenge? I'm just putting that out there. Maybe I suppressed them. I'm pondering it. Need some help, please. That sounds so weak and wet and lame, don't it? I'm always begging. Ah, well. Continuing with Alice. Writing. Ah. Maybe this is what. Anyway, never mind. See, beginning of the show. Comment there. Writing, the ability to describe what he has seen in a creative way, is one form of working through childhood hatred that is of immediate benefit to humankind. Now, is she saying here that writing these fantasies of revenge out? Continuing. Because the writing doesn't have to be socialized, she says first. Likewise, those who have benefited from analysis will not have the need to inflict harm on others once they have confronted their childhood sadism. Yes, she is. Okay, sadism. Everyone, homework. Recover, uncover, resurrect your sadistic fantasies. Please write them down. Share them with me. I'm going to try to do the same. Although I won't promise anything. Continuing. I guess you aren't either, huh? Continuing. Quite the contrary. They become much less aggressive if they are able to live with their aggressions and not in opposition to them. This is not a case of sublimation, but a normal process of maturation that can begin when certain obstacles have been removed. It doesn't require any great effort because the warded off hatred has been experienced and not abreacted. These people become more courageous than they were before. They no longer aim their hostility at those below them, for example, their children, but directly at those above who wounded them and thus caused their anger. They are no longer afraid of standing up to their superiors and are no longer compelled to humiliate their partners or their children. They have experienced themselves as victims and now do not have to split off their unconscious victimization and project it onto others. Yet there are still countless numbers of people who utilize the mechanism of projection on children, on the mentally ill, on animals. What Professor White is doing, for example, with the brains of monkeys is acclaimed as science, and he himself is quite proud of his activities. Where is the line to be drawn between him and Dr. Mengele, who performed experiments on human beings in Auschwitz? Since Jews were considered non-human, his experiments were deemed morally, quote unquote, legitimate. In order to understand how Mengele was able to remove the eyes and other organs of healthy people, we only have to know what was done to him in childhood. I am convinced that something almost inconceivably horrible to outsiders would be uncovered, which he himself no doubt regarded as the best upbringing in the world, one to which In his opinion, he owed a great deal.